What is happening in Fort Wayne with everybody getting golf carts in their neighborhoods? Does anybody notice this, or is it just me? Carrie, you live in just a regular addition. Did you notice that people have golf carts?
They do in my neighborhood. I don't think it's a whole bunch, but I've seen several out.
Well, my question is, where do you go with the golf? I mean, there's no like stores in your neighborhood. Well,
I see primarily kids riding in them, and I don't mean really young kids, but you know, maybe early teen kind of teenagers.
But where are they going?
I don't know. My guess is they're going to somebody else's house, you know, to a friend's house or something.
That's what I think too. I see that a lot in additions out your way.
Yeah.
Where they'll just be like neighbors riding to each other's house. Somebody's having a cookout or something like that. Cocktails in the driveway. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Huntertown has just put out a golf cart regulations for the town of Huntertown.
Oh.
And here's some of the highlights. You must have a valid driver's license to drive a golf cart in Huntertown. You must obey all the rules of the road and all the traffic regulations. If you are 10 years of age or less, you must ride in the front seat. The golf cart must be insured. You have to have insurance on your golf cart.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Golf carts must be registered with the Town Hall of Huntertown, and registration must always be displayed on the cart. You have to have a rearview mirror, a placard, flashing lamps, headlights, taillights, and brake lights on the golf cart. So this is, and I see more and more of these. They're everywhere. So
your other tipsy neighbors can see you coming. You can honk at them.
Hey, Fred.
How's it going? You see what the Millers are serving today?
I'll be right up. Come pick me up.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.